आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ।
दोस्तों, कोरोना वायरस का असर जिंदगियों पर तो हुआ ही है, कला पर, संगीत पर बहुत दिलचस्प असर नज़र आ रहा है। बहुत सारे कलाकारों ने इस संबंध में कुछ कुछ रचा है, जिनमें से एक बहुत ही ख़ास चीज़ निकल कर आई है, रेमो फर्नांडिस का एक गाना। रेमो फर्नांडिस का एक नया गाना आया है और बहुत से लोग उसे सुन चुके हैं, पसंद कर चुके हैं। मेरे साथ खुद रेमो हैं ये बताने के लिए कि वो गाना कहाँ से, कैसे, कब आया। रेमो, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी।
थैंक यू वेरी मच विवेक, इट्स अ प्लेजर बीइंग हियर।
सो वेयर डिड दिस COVID-19 सॉन्ग कम फ्रॉम?
You know, I had really decided not to write any song on the COVID-19 because there were so many songs out there. And but then I had an idea, you know, because I was reading posts about how this was going to change us and make us better human beings and how we were going to learn from this experience. And that got me thinking, like, you know, really, I mean, what did we learn from World War One, World War Two, and from the past pandemics, like the Spanish flu and the Black Plague? You know, we didn't learn a thing. We went right back into wars and into stuff like that. So that gave me an idea to write, you know, this song from a very different perspective. So I just got out of bed and I went to my office and I wrote the song in half an hour. The lyrics and the music came out. And then, of course, I took a while recording it and mastering it and shooting the video. These, that's how it came out.
These lyrics are quite harsh, I would say, because they throw the truth on your face. So
yes, they are harsh. They are harsh.
And they are
absolutely
meant to.
They are meant to be harsh because after all these things, we still have not learned. You know, as soon as the pandemic is over, we are back to the same old over-consumerism, overproduction, destroying nature. And the worst thing is destroying each other. You know, the hatred of religion against religion, community against community, race against race. We go right back to those things. So the song is about that, is about the going back, you know, forget about, pitting ourselves so much. Oh, poor us, we are locked down. Oh, we're going into a pandemic. I mean, poor us. I mean, when we are all right, we're destroying every other animal on this planet. We're making them go extinct. We're destroying our own nature. So what do you mean poor us? You know, it's not the poor human beings. On the contrary, the fact that we are locked down is so good for the other creatures, for nature. Just shows that we are the only destructive, you know, race on this earth. So yes, the lyrics are harsh because we do require very harsh measures. Even something like a pandemic doesn't cure us of this habit of ours.
Strange you say that. Something like this pandemic doesn't cure us. Do you think there is an end to this kind of behavior?
You know, frankly, Vivek, I don't think there's an end to it. I don't think there's an end to it. But I remember many years ago, I saw a film of Nostradamus, Prophecies. Mm-hmm. And he says that there will be a third world war when the human race will almost wipe itself out completely. Almost. And then we will very slowly get back on our feet and come back. And then after that, there will be peace forever, he says. After that, we will learn such a bad lesson or good lesson, however you want to look at it, that there will be peace forever. You know, that's what Nostradamus says. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't vouch for it, of course not. I think we'll require such a harsh lesson, a really harsh lesson.
Coming back to you, Remo, how have you been spending time during lockdown, except from creating this beautiful song?
Thank you so much. Otherwise, helping in the housework, because we've given both our maids absolute off time, you know. And so I've been helping my wife with the housework. And I started writing a book many years ago, which I'd kept aside. So I thought I would restart. I thought I would resume work on that. And that's what I've been doing also.
Can I ask, what is this book about?
It's an autobiography. It's a story of my life and also the story of Goa as I know it, you know, as I knew it from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
And apart from this song, what new is coming from you?
Apart from this, you know, there are two things which I've always wanted to complete in my life. One is this book, which I've restarted working on. And one is an opera on the life of Mother Teresa. It was not really supposed to be an opera. It was supposed to be just about four or five songs about her. But then, you know, when I started working, and that is something that I've completed 1 year ago, you know, and that's something that I've completed. I've put it on sale online, mm-hmm. In companies like iTunes and Amazon and stuff like that. It's called Teresa and the Slum Bum. Teresa and the Slum Bum. And I just started looking for a production house who might be interested in staging it in London when the pandemic, you know, hit. So I'll have to wait now for quite a while, you know, before I resume work on that. But one out of two things which I wanted to do in my life, you know, I finished it. Mm-hmm. I finished one out of two.
Great.
And the book is the other one.
I was wondering, Ramo, back in 90s and early 2000s, when you guys were releasing albums, that was a different kind of genre we used to have as listeners, as music lovers, which is not there anymore.
Exactly.
So what went wrong or what went different, and what's the future? Because in West, there are still albums coming out, but in India, it's not that much.
No, it's not. And I've analyzed it, and I've come to this conclusion, Vivek, that India had a pop scene, and India used to have a Bollywood scene, you mm-hmm. know. It was a very different kind of music for Bollywood. Like, there was Bappi Lahiri, there was Anu Malik, and of course Shankar Jackie San, who were doing Bollywood.
Mm.
And there were people like me, like Alisha Chennai, like
Baba Sehgal was there.
Machine. Yes. Yeah, Baba Sehgal, there was Rock Machine, and we were doing the pop and rock scene, which was very different.
Yes.
What happened? I think what happened is that Bollywood saw the popularity of pop and rock, and they started incorporating pop and rock in film.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the pop rock artists of that time, they shifted to film, you know, they started producing songs and music for film. And the pop and rock scene on its own just died out. And that's a very, very sad thing to have happened. Mm. Very sad.
True.
You are so right when you mentioned this, you know, the fact that those songs don't exist anymore. Yeah,
because we used to buy those albums by Ramo Fernandez or by Baba Sehgal or by Alisha Chinoy.
Yeah.
And there was a top 10 list every week on TV, which is not there anymore.
Yes. If
it's not a film song, it's not a song.
Exactly. And each one of us had our own style.
Exactly.
You know, Baba Sehgal was into rap, and there was Lucky Ali also.
Hmm.
Do you think
social media can revive those things? Like, your song, standalone song, is doing so well. Do you think something like that can revive the scenario?
Now, what social media does is it just takes away all the income from the artists, you know, because the songs and the videos are just spread out for free.
Mm.
And they cost a lot of money to produce, you know, recording studios, video studios, editing studios. They cost a lot of money to produce. So social media, you know, can be a blessing and it can be a curse also at the same time.
Mm.
And people have no qualms about sharing all the stuff for free. You know, they'll pay lots of money for different things, even for a packet of cigarettes, but they don't want to pay for a song anymore.
Right.
It's a very sad scene. So you can't blame record companies for not releasing, for not putting money behind, recordings and videos. You know, you can't blame them, because everybody is... In the past, record companies were known for exploiting the artists. Okay, they would never pay the artists the correct royalties. They would cheat. Now the people are cheating the record companies. And nobody's paying them anymore.
So it's a full circle. That
kind of it's come full cycle now.
Well, it's a pleasure to have your work around always. And thank you so much
thank
for producing
so much,
such a beautiful
Vivek.
Song, such an inspirational
thank
song.
Thank you.
And
thank
hope
you
to
very,
see
very much.
More from you.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Like kare, share kare ya comment kare. SBS Hindi ko Facebook par follow kare.